I am a chronic sleep talker. Always have been. Everyone who's ever slept in the same house as me will tell you that. My parents, siblings, friends, and especially my exes. They're the ones who got an earful. See, it was something that we laugh about in the morning, considering most of what I would say would be incoherent and nonsensical, and, though my famous lines would include, "There's too many helicopters in the pool," and "My balloon's on the wrong foot." It never bothered anyone around me. My friends and family pretty much just got a kick out of it, and one day at work, the subject of sleeping came up. My coworkers threw stories back and forth about some of their weirdest dreams. I chimed in with my sleep-talking antics, and everyone laughed as I rattled off some of the crazier shit that I'd said while zonked. And one of my coworkers, Bill, really busted a gut, and after he finished hyperventilating, he told me that I should set up a voice recorder while I was asleep so I could play it at work every morning. Honestly, I didn't think it was a bad idea. I mean, that night, I downloaded a decent voice recording app on my phone and placed it on my nightstand before I went to bed. Being single and living alone, I had no way of knowing what I said in my sleep anymore, so I gladly took Bill's advice. I was looking forward to hearing what it would pick up. It'd be a humorous way to start my otherwise dull morning. For 2 months, I recorded a lot of great stuff. One night in particular, I kept screaming, almost as if I was running from something in my dream. But after a few minutes, I said, "Bad fridge," for whatever reason, and I couldn't stop laughing at that one. The same went with my coworkers when I showed them. Just last week, however, the voice recorder picked up something unsettling. See, listening to the audio for any trace of funny banter, I heard a loud bang. It sounded like a door being slammed shut with great force. Hearing that, my heart sunk. I wondered if an intruder had made their way into my home. My house is a small cottage on the outside of town. I was able to get it at a great price due to its location and age, and as such, some of its components were antique. I knew after hearing the recording that the only two doors sturdy enough to make that loud of a thud were that of the attic and the basement. Basements and attics have always freaked me out. I never liked to go near them as a kid, and I still don't as an adult. They kind of terrify me. The one in my house, even more so. Something about them being old made them all the more sinister. Despite my fear, I had to make sure no one was in the house. I got up out of bed and headed straight for the basement, as that was the door closest to my bedroom. I hesitantly opened the door and descended into my home's depths. I was nervous, but I needed some peace of mind. The basement was empty. I quickly ran back up to the first floor and proceeded to journey upward to the attic. Once I reached the attic door, I froze. As much as the basement made my skin crawl, I find attics to be far worse. Maybe it was because there was always a big unknown to me. To be completely honest, I've only been in the attic once in my whole life, and that was to help my dad unload some Christmas decorations, and even then I was spooked. Because of my phobia of attics, I installed a deadbolt on the door when I moved in. Sounds foolish, but hey, it helps me sleep at night. Looking at that door, I noticed that the deadbolt was still locked. An intruder could have gone in and then relocked it on their way out, but at least I knew they weren't in there anymore. Now, this was my excuse not to go inside. I went back downstairs and put the noise out of my mind. Forgetting all about the loud bang, I continued to record at night in the hopes of catching some more sleep talking. I did catch some more sleep talking, but it wasn't of the hilarious, absurd variety. The night after I recorded the noise, the only thing I said the whole night was, "Where are you?" I didn't pay it any mind, as I said similar things in my sleep before. It wasn't until I heard the following night's recording that I became alarmed. See, I heard myself saying the same thing. "Where are you?" Only this time it was followed by a strange static noise. So I managed to say the same thing two nights in a row, and caught a weird sound. See, that recording definitely threw me off a bit, but I chalked it up to coincidence and a phone malfunction. I quickly discovered that neither of these things were to blame. Every night after, I got almost the same exact thing. I would ask,
"Where are you?"
And then I get some sort of static interference. I couldn't explain it. It left me rather frazzled. I showed my co-workers, but they didn't offer me any insight either. I thought about not recording anymore, but I felt like not knowing would make me more uneasy. I really just wanted to get to the bottom of what was happening. And then, last night, I caught something different. Listening to the audio intently, I heard two distinct things. During a 2-minute stretch in the recording, I could hear faint footsteps in the background as if someone was pacing. It was very faint. It was most certainly there. And the second thing I heard was me asking the same question.
Where are you?
Only this time, I received a response. It was a low whisper, but I could make out what it said. I set up the voice app again last night. I also took the liberty of setting up 2 digital cameras, one in my room and one facing the attic door. After adjusting the light setting on each, I felt confident in my approach. I didn't have time to deal with this bullshit, so I wanted nothing more than to get to the bottom of it. Unfortunately for me, it just wasn't that simple. I slept through the night. Like normal. But I did have a weird dream. You know, it's just my imagination running wild, and it has nothing to do with what's been going on, but I still feel a need to mention it. See, in my dream, I was at home. I was sitting on my couch watching TV when I heard a scratching sound coming from upstairs. Naturally, I assumed it was mice, but as I sat there, the noise grew louder and louder. It eventually morphed into a horrendous knocking sound, and that's when I got up to investigate. I made my way to the attic door, and the noises ceased. I stood there for a moment, expecting it to start up again. It didn't. Complete silence for what felt like a few minutes. And then, without warning, a loud clicking sound broke the tension. The deadbolt had unlocked itself, and that's when I woke up. Like I said, it was just a weird dream, not important to what happened, but I figured I'd mention it anyway. I didn't have any more weird dreams, and I ended up sleeping through the night until my alarm went off a few hours later. After waking up to my alarm, I immediately got up and gathered the cameras, as well as my phone. I was eager to see if they turned up any results, and luckily they did. But it left me with more questions. To halfway through the audio on both my phone and the camera in my room, I asked once again,
"Where are you?"
There was no response and no static, but there was a loud bang, just like the one I'd caught before. It was a door being slammed shut. Upon hearing the loud bang, I quickly grabbed the second camera and began looking through the footage. The attic door never opened. Instead, you could hear the bang in the background, ever so faintly. Given the volume in each of the clips, it seemed as though it might have been the basement door, and after skimming through the rest of the footage and finding nothing out of the ordinary, I decided to check the basement again. With a mixture of nerves and adrenaline, I ran over to my basement door and swung it open. I hurried downstairs and turned the light on. I was fed up and a little annoyed, thinking someone was somehow having a laugh at my expense. However, when the room lit up, I was greeted with a similar sight of an unfurnished basement. It was completely empty, no intruder and no answers. Frustrated, I went off to work and tried to keep my mind off my odd dilemma. That proved to be a difficult task. I kept playing out different scenarios in my head during work, but nothing made sense. The only logical, though somewhat illogical, explanation that I could come up with was that I was being harassed by a spirit. I didn't want to give in to that notion, but I was running out of ideas. I tried to talk with my coworkers again in the hopes that they would tell me it was nothing to worry about. Instead, I received the opposite. One of my coworkers told me to call the cops and have them look through the house for signs of a break-in. Another told me that I should stay at a friend's house. Bill told me to abandon the house and run for the hills. He was only joking, but it didn't make me feel any better about the situation. Things took a turn for the bizarre when I arrived home. Opening the front door to the cottage, I stepped in and set my jacket down on the couch. I then plopped down onto it and attempted to unwind. Immediately after I sat down, I heard the bang again. It was clear as day. It was the same sound from the audio and footage, but this time I was hearing it in person. I jumped up and looked straight ahead at the basement door. You could see it from the couch just fine. It had been in my line of sight the entire time, though I hadn't been looking directly at it. I was fairly certain that it hadn't moved. Still, the bang came from that direction, spooked but curious. I decided to check it out. I walked over cautiously and examined the basement door. There was no indication that it had been slammed shut. The wood around the door was pristine, and the floor below had not been scraped. I was confused. The only course of action left was to go downstairs yet again. I opened the door and trotted down the old creaky stairs to investigate the basement for a third time. After reaching the bottom, I turned the light on. I expected to see nothing, just as I had before. While scanning the room left to right, nothing is mostly what I saw, and after doing a double take, however, I realized that something was indeed different. In the center of the far wall was a door. This sent a chill up my spine. My basement had no doors. That I was sure of. See, I knew this before purchasing the place almost a year ago when I first took the grand tour. I also didn't see the door when I went down this morning or the other day. It didn't make a lick of sense. I walked towards it, bewildered. I wasn't sure of the door's origins, but I knew that it had to be the cause of the sound that I'd been hearing. There was no other explanation, and as I approached the impossibility before me, I realized something that made my skin crawl. I recognized the wood, the design, and the deadbolt. It was the attic door.